Chapter 2. Why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take a stand, and the rulers take counsel together, against the Lord, and against his anointed. Let us tear off their shackles, and throw off their ropes from us. The one who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger, and terrify them in his wrath, but I myself have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance, and the farthest parts of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron scepter. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, you kings, be wise, receive correction, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Do homage in purity, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his anger is suddenly kindled. Blessed are all those who take refuge in him."